Today's Mishnah in Masechet Machshirin, brought to you on this Rosh Chodesh from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Wow. So as you recall, we've had this machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. What defines ki yutan dumya de ki yitain? Just the fact that the person is necha, and we know that he's happy with the fact that it rained? Or does he actually have to do something to make it clear that he wants this particular thing to be wet, and he's interested in this water? So we talked about yesterday about somebody who's walking with his grain, and he's going to get it ground. We're over there. The Tanakhama says, look, obviously it's useful for him, because otherwise he would have to be malatate. He would have to mix it with water anyway in order to facilitate the grinding. So he's obviously happy. And that was the first case that we had where Rabbi Yehuda says, obviously happy is not enough. He would have to actually stand for a moment to indicate that he did something. Ki yiti. So let's take additional possibilities over here. A guy had put his zeitim on the roof, and he wanted them to dry out on the roof, and it rained. So now, im samach, if he was happy that they got wet, so then that would be ki yutan. And here too, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, I efshar shelo lismoach. I mean, to say if a guy is happy that his zeitim got washed off and cleaned from the roof. Now, obviously, here it doesn't mean the same thing that it meant before, because we'd have to know that he wanted to leave it out there for the rain. And otherwise, I mean, why would we say yifshar if you put it out there to try? But he'd have to do something. The only way that he could be make the kiyutan of the rain, dumya te kiyitain of an actual nesina, would be that he, let's say, he puts the a plug into the drain off of the roof. So, impakaketatzinor, then it shows that he actually wants the rain to gather and to let those olives really soak. Or, if he goes up to the roof and he takes the olives that are on the roof and he makes sure that he swooshes them around to see to it that they all are exposed to the rain, then it's clear that he is a desire kiyitin. Mishnah Zion.
Let me hear, is it possible that I'm putting them on the roof because I want the sun to heat them up? They should become soft and moist, and then the liquid helps them even become more moist before I squeeze them for olive oil, as opposed to drying them.
It's possible, but how would we say it's yefsha? In other words, we'd have to know. So it's clearly not the same yefsha that we had before. Here we're saying even if it was there for drying, which is the norm, why people put their zeitim up on the gog, it wouldn't matter as long as we know that he wanted it actually to be wet. Ashenkein Rabbi Yehuda holds, knowing is not enough. Doing is necessary. Another machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is a chamarim. So if you are a truck driver, which in those days looked remarkably like a donkey, and you would engage in bringing tvua, let's say, from a place where it was produced to a marketplace where people pay more, and you're on your way, and you drive through a river. And remember that the donkey has usually got the sacks that he's carrying are across his back going down to the two sides, sort of like pigtails. So if that donkey goes into the water and the sacks go into the water, now the thing is, going into the water, this water is a nahar. And a water in a nahar is not makshir lekabel tuma directly because it's just like mikvah water. In order for water to be makshir, it can't be connected to the ground. But when you go out of the nahar, the water remains in the sack. So now what's the din? So if, as you go through the nahar, the sakim on either side of the donkey, they get wet, the flu sakayem lamayim, If they're happy that now everything is going to arrive clean and fresh-looking when they get to the market, so then it would be b'chiyutan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, well, obviously, if somebody is on his way to market, of course he's going to be happy if it's clean. Yefshar shelo lismoach. And nonetheless, im hafchu, then we know that they did something, and that's indicative of the fact that they were rotze, and therefore it's kiyitin. If not, it's not kiyitin. How about if someone is walking with his donkey, his feet are covered with mud, his donkey's feet are covered with mud, and he crosses through a river? So, im samach, then b'chiyutan. And if not, so then there's no chiyutan. But the important thing is, again, according to the Chachamim, look, people are happy. And if he's happy, that's enough. He doesn't need to show anything. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, well, of course he's happy. I mean, nobody is going to want to be walking around with filthy feet or to have his animal walking around with filthy feet. However, we'll see that there's a big difference here. If he was omid, vihidiyah, so if he actually stopped for a minute and rubbed off these feet, then it would be a raya that he's actually kiyitain. But this is actually true only, strangely enough. Now, why this is so is a big discussion. Nobody is quite sure, okay? But what Rabbi Yehuda is going to make a distinction between is the animal kosher or is the animal not kosher, which sounds crazy, right? Here we're back to the Parsha Sashavua. This is exactly where Noah was at. Why in the world am I supposed to be taking these seven animals of these kind? So Rabbi Yehuda also has left all of the mefarshim scratching their heads. Why are we worrying about whether it's kosher or not? So basically, I mean, the only reasonable approach, which is brought by the Rush, but which a lot of the mefarshim have tainas on, is that there's a big difference about what kind of animal we're talking about. If you're crossing a river with an animal, that Rav Yehuda says, well, why would we think that he wants to wash away the mud? He has to do something. Now, we're going to see that there are cases where even Rav Yehuda agrees that he doesn't have to do something. And where is that? In the case of an Adam, if the water is on the feet of an Adam, and that water then goes on to something, that water is definitely considered to be, even a Libra Rabbi Yehuda, is considered to be kiyitin. And furthermore, if it really was a donkey that he was walking with, bibehema tamei'ah, that, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, lo olam tamei, that is always makshir, because there are never cases where somebody would not want his feet to be clean or would not want the feet of a non-kosher animal to be clean. Why is that? So the question, again, the way the Rush understands it is, if he's bringing a behemah tahora, so then very often the use of the behemah tahora would be for shechita. If it's for shechita, he doesn't care if it's got dirty feet. He's bringing it to a butcher. So what's the butcher worried right now about the feet of the animal? So where we're talking about his needing to work with this animal, or is wanting to sell a nice truck to a buyer. I mean, obviously, he's going to wash off the tires when he does a car wash, right? So in the same way, he's going to wash off the feet of the animal. So for sure, if it's a behemah tameah, it's only advantageous to go through a car wash before you get there. And the same thing is true of himself. He doesn't want to be walking into town with filthy feet. And therefore, for sure, even Rabbi Yehuda is moda, which means that we're going to have to understand Rabbi Yehuda differently than we did, because it isn't as if Rabbi Yehuda says, well, since ki yitain, the word means a doing something. You can't get away without doing something. Well, that's not the point, because over here, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you don't need to do anything. So the only point of Rabbi Yehuda is that since we are not privy to what is going on in this person's life and what it is that he may want or not want, so therefore, unless there was some indication that he actually does that shows it, you can't say, well, I mean, anybody would definitely feel that way. Well, it's all very nice that you would feel that way, but we need to know that this individual who is the Baalim feels that way. Otherwise, there's no kavana that's implicit in it. Your kavana is not kavana. General kavana is not kavana. So where's the kavana that turns it into kiyitain? Until now, we thought, where's the act that turns it into kiyitain? We were wrong, at least according to the Rush. Others say, this is magic. They have no idea what the Svara is. Okay, but in any event, this is certainly an important expansion of the insight into the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda.